Praise the Lord.
Let's give God the glory for all he's been doing for us.
Amen.
Week.
Amen.
God, another week he has kept us and another day we're in.
Amen.
Praise God, hallelujah, that he has made a new day for us today.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. And I'm glad about it.
Tell it, Pastor. Amen.
Praise God. So this is another day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad that we're in the day.
Amen.
Yeah. Could have been gone.
Amen.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Monday.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Wednesday. Thursday.
Yes.
Friday. Saturday. And it could have been even gone this morning.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
We're still here.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory and honor and praise.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. You know, he didn't have to keep us.
Amen.
Yeah.
Right. He could have put some stones in our place.
Amen. Yes, he could have.
Hallelujah. He said that he can raise up some stones
right.
that will obey him if we don't do it.
That's
right. Amen. The rock's going to cry out.
Yes.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you.
And I don't need no rock crying for me. I want to be the cry of the faith.
Amen, Pastor.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God.
Thank you,
God. Thank you, God.
Thank you.
Thank you today. 295th day.
Amen.
Still
hallelujah, that he has kept us. So the years move right on down the road.
Amen.
Some will be gone.
Amen.
Out of our sight.
Uh-huh.
Praise God. But we are glad that we're here to see the new day.
Yes.
Praise God. I'm always glad to see a new day.
Tell it, Pastor. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. So I'm so glad about Jesus doing what he did for me.
Yes.
Amen.
Because I couldn't do it for myself.
Amen.
Praise God, hallelujah. Praise God. But he did it for me before he even asked.
Uh-huh.
He thought about me years ago.
Yes. Amen.
Before there was a me.
Yes.
You are anyone else.
That's right. Amen.
He had us on his mind.
Uh-huh.
Praise God. And fixed everything up for us.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So we glorify God. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Yes.
To all of you out there in Zoom land.
Yes.
Amen.
God, hallelujah.
Amen.
God, so we're going to go on with the word for today.
Amen.
As you can find it in St. John, 4th chapter. And we'll start at verse 27. And we advance to verse 30.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. St. John, 4th chapter, verse 27.
Amen.
And upon this came his disciples, and marveled at the talk at he talked with the woman. Yet no man said, what seest thou? Or why talkest thou with her? The woman then left her water pot and went her way into the city and said to the men, come see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? Then they went out of the city and came unto him. The neighbor.
Neighbor.
Run tell that.
Run and tell that.
Amen.
Run and tell that.
Amen.
We talk a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we talk too much.
Yes.
About the wrong thing.
Amen.
But if you're talking about the Word of God, you can never talk too much.
Amen.
You're talking about what God is telling you to tell somebody. Mm-hmm. You don't talk enough.
Amen.
But if it's something else, we can go on and on and on and add on to what we were told. Because it didn't sound right the way you told it to me. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell it my way.
Mm-hmm.
But you need to hear what the Lord is saying and run and tell that.
Mm-hmm.
The Word says that we talk that we know, and we testify what we have seen.
Amen.
Right? So we got to keep that in mind.
Amen.
Read that St. John 3rd chapter and the 11th verse. That we talk that we know, testify what we've seen. Most times we don't talk what we know, we talk about what we heard.
Amen. Amen.
You don't know if you won't be there when it happens.
Amen.
Or are you going on what somebody said that has been changing it from one person to the next? And you got bits and pieces of it, but don't have the whole truth.
True.
Amen.
So we got to learn to follow the Word of God. Talk what we know. Testify what we see.
Mm-hmm.
If you know it, that means you have experienced it.
Amen.
You have been some dealings with it. All right. And if we've seen it, then we can talk about that.
Amen.
But we can't talk about things that we don't know.
Amen.
All right. And do justice by that.
Mm-hmm.
If you go into the man's courthouse and be a witness on the stand, you can't tell the judge and jury what I heard.
Amen.
It's inadmissible.
Amen.
They won't accept it.
Right.
Now, the court of law won't allow, but we will come into church and spread a whole lot of things we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
But what we heard, we'll tell that.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And sometimes we say, I know.
Right.
Because I know how they are.
Amen.
You don't even know how you are.
Amen.
How are you going to know how somebody else is?
Amen.
Okay. So you got to remember, whatever measure you're judging somebody by, it's going to be judged back to you.
Amen.
By the same measure. Because you got to reap
what you sow.
What you sow.
Amen.
Now, Jesus and his disciples had been baptizing, and now they left that area of Judea and were going back to Galilee. And on their way there, the scripture says he had need to go through
Samaria.
Now, he had a need to go through there. Not that he wanted to go through there, but he had a need to go through there. So he went that way. He was tired in his body, when it came up to the city of Sychar. Okay, and this is the place of where Jacob gave it to his son Joseph when they were on the scene.
Right.
Now, Jacob well was also there. And the well that Jacob himself drunk from, his family drunk from, his livestock drunk from, and he had left it there for the Samaritan. All right. Now, Jesus coming, being weary from his journey, that is, he was tired and probably hot, walking because they couldn't have no cab. He didn't have no Uber.
That's right.
Didn't have no plane. Didn't have no horse. He was on foot.
Yep.
Okay. So he comes there being tired from his journey, set on the well. And it was about this 6 hour. Now that's like 12 noon.
Mm-hmm.
That of the day. And she comes there in the middle of the day. Mm-hmm. At the point where it was probably about the hottest time, because that's where the time changed from morning going into the afternoon. Okay, headed towards the end of the day. But this lady, for some reason, chose to come to the well at a time when most people going home to the dinner.
Uh-huh.
For lunch.
Right.
They're going there to take their little break before going back for the afternoon portion of the job. Okay. So here they are. The woman coming at noon. I don't know why she chose that hour. Maybe she did because she don't want to be bothered with anybody.
Amen.
Okay. She should have been home and probably try and put some supper on, I mean lunch on the table for her husband can have to eat for going back to work. Okay. The woman now comes at this hour, and to her surprise, she met Jesus sitting on the well, and so he comes, as she comes in, Jesus says to the woman of Samaria, give me to drink. Give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away to get some meat. So they were going to get some food for them to eat during the lunch time. And Jesus waiting there on the well, wasn't waiting for them really to come back with food. He was waiting there because he had need to go to Samaria. And so while he was in Samaria, he knew he was going to meet this woman because he needed to come into her home. And I mean her body, her spirit home. Okay, he needs to come in there and get some things straightened out in there. Because he was calling her from sin to salvation. Here, the woman said to Jesus, how is it that you being a Jew, asked me to drink.
Tell it, Pastor.
Give you a drink of water. Why is it? Don't you know that Jews don't have anything to do with us Samaritans? I'm a woman of Samaria. In case you didn't know, I'm pointing out to you, I'm a woman of Samaria. And you talking to me? We're outcasts. Mm-hmm. We don't deal with one another. The Jews put us outside of the social standards. And Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God and who it is that said to thee, give me to drink, and thou wouldst have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. So the woman said unto him, sir, you ain't got nothing to drink, borrow for him.
Amen.
This well is deep. And from whence then do you have this living water? You ain't got no pitcher. You ain't got no pail. You don't have a thing to get the water with. Okay. So when God wants to do some things for us, we start questioning.
Amen.
Amen. Do I have to do this?
Tell it, Pastor. Amen.
Do I have to do that?
Amen.
You don't mean for me to do all that, do you? So what is John going to do? What's Sally going to do? You give me all this to do. I just done something yesterday. Let you know today is a new day. Mm-hmm. Yesterday is gone. And tomorrow will take care of itself.
Amen.
You got to do today what God has for you to do.
Amen.
And you need to do it while it's still called. Mm-hmm. Today. Stop holding it back. You need to run and tell what God is doing in your life. Right. So the woman continued to say, art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well and drank from it himself and his children and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. Jesus letting them know that this ain't kind of water I'm talking about. Okay, it's talking about spiritual water. And you're talking about physical water. See, we keep looking at the person and judging them by their physical appearance rather than seeing their spiritual appearance. We got to keep in mind that we are the soldiers of the cross. We are spiritual, not carnal. And when you do things by the carnal side, where you're going to wind up messing up. You got to stay in tune with your spiritual body. And then you'll be able to do what you need to do. The woman said to him, sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. I want that water, that spiritual water.
Yes.
I want that water that you got. That I don't have to come out here in this hot sun no more.
Yes.
Get water. I have the water already with me.
Amen.
And he has that water always with us.
Amen.
We always can drink from that spiritual fountain.
Yeah.
That's within us.
Mm-hmm.
To encourage us when things are going bad.
Yes.
We can go to that spiritual fountain that's in us. Lift us up in a time of need. Look at that fountain that Jesus is talking about, that you'll find in you. You don't have to go nowhere else but go within yourself. Look in yourself and find that spiritual fountain. That flows from Emmanuel vein. Yeah. Look at that spiritual fountain, and everything's going to work out.
Work out.
Somehow, some way.
Yes.
It's going to work out.
Yes.
For your good.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And he called the woman. The woman said, you ain't got nothing to go with. And Jesus said, now, what you need to do before you get this water?
Yes.
I need you to confess to me.
Oh, yeah.
Go get your husband and come back here to him. And the woman said to him, I have no husband.
Yes, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Jesus said unto her, thou hast well said.
Oh, yes.
I have no husband. For you have had five husbands.
Yes.
And the one that you have now, that you've been living with a few years.
Yeah.
That one is not yours either. So she had five working on number six. Hallelujah. Working on it because Jesus said that he's not yours. You think it is, but he's not yours.
Yeah.
Or you haven't been forgiven.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't made your confession. So that he could be yours. So the woman said to him, sir, I believe that you now are a prophet. Our father worship in the mountain.
Amen.
And you say that you should go and be in Jerusalem. And this place, the place where men ought to worship.
Yes.
Jesus said unto her, woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither be in this mountain nor in that Jerusalem to worship the Father. Ye know not what yeah, we know that what we worship for salvation is of the Jews, but the hour coming, it even here right now, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, is for this Father seeketh such to worship him. So the hour is here now.
Amen.
You can worship him any place, anytime.
Amen.
And you don't have to go no special place to worship.
Yeah,
for the spirit is in you.
Yes.
The word is in you.
Yes.
And place the word, he says, even in thy mouth. The word is there for you to speak, and things will happen. Speak it into existence.
Yes.
Speak it out of existence.
Yes.
God is a spirit.
Yes.
And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth.
Yes.
And so the woman now said to him, I know that the Messiah is coming, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell you all things.
Amen.
Jesus said to her, I that speaketh unto you is he. I am the Christ.
Yes.
I am the way.
Amen.
I am he that come from above.
Yes.
I am the salvation you're looking for.
Amen.
And upon this, his disciples came up and started wondering about what Jesus was doing and talking to the woman.
Amen.
But it didn't say nothing about that. It didn't say what seekest thou. It didn't say why talkest thou with her.
Mm-hmm.
The woman then left her water pot and went her way into the city and said to the men, come see a man.
Amen.
Come see a man that told me all things.
Yes.
Ever I did.
Mm-hmm.
Come see this man.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. That told me everything.
Tell it, Pastor. Tell it.
Life.
Yes.
So he told her everything. He must have talked about something besides them husbands.
Yes.
Because it said he told her everything.
Everything.
That she has ever done.
Mm-hmm.
Come see the man. Told me these things.
Yes.
Is not this the Christ?
Amen.
Then they went out of the city and came unto him. So here, the woman saying, run and tell this.
Amen.
Go and tell this. Huh? Instead of talking about somebody, tell them about the word of God.
Yes.
Instead of listening to that gossip, let that be done by the Lord.
Yes.
So by the word of God.
Amen.
And run, tell them that. Run, tell this.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said, come unto me all that labor and a heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Mm-hmm. Go tell that.
Amen.
Let the world know that Jesus said he loved you so much.
Yes.
He gave up his life.
Yes.
That everybody that believe on him,
yes,
not pass but have everlasting. Go tell them that.
Amen.
That Jesus said, love your enemy.
Love your enemy, yes.
Rightfully use you. Go and tell that.
Yes.
Tell that the love of God,
yes,
the love of God is waiting for you. The love of God is there for you. The love of God will lift you up. The love of God will forgive you. The love of God will take you in.
Oh, yeah.
Tell this. Jesus will hold ye into all the world and tell them, make disciples out of everybody you meet.
Amen.
Be my witness in all the world. And Judea and Samaria and to the whole wide world. Go.
Go. Amen.
Go tell it.
Go tell it.
Hey,
tell it on the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
Over the hills.
Oh, yeah.
Tell everywhere you go.
Everywhere.
Tell that Jesus said, forgive them.
Uh-huh.
Has done you wrong.
Amen.
Don't hold no words.
Right.
But forgive them.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. Amen.
Don't let the sun go down.
Amen.
On your wrath. Run and tell that.
Amen.
You told everything else. Tell them this.
Amen.
Said, amen. Go, go,
go.
All the world.
Yes.
Go.
Go.
Go and be my witness.
Mm-hmm.
So when you go to somebody, tell them about Jesus. Don't tell them about Mary, Sue, and John.
Amen.
Tell them about Jesus.
Amen.
About what Sarah said last night.
Uh-huh.
The one about the Lord. Don't tell it, but go tell what you have done.
Amen.
that God has given you to do.
Yes.
Go.
Mm-hmm.
Tell that.
Amen.
Okay.
Go, run, and tell that.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Repeat it up.
Jesus said unto them, because I cried to me, get in thee.
Uh-huh.
And he will feel from ministering to the woman.
Uh-huh.
Said, I have other meat that you don't know about.
Amen.
And my meat,
yes,
is the word of God.
Yes.
Say not ye. There are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest.
Wow.
Behold, I say unto you,
mm-hmm,
lift up your eyes,
yes,
and look in on the fields.
Amen.
For they are white,
mm-hmm,
already to harvest. You, yes, need to tell them that. People are dying out here and haven't heard the word.
Amen.
Tell them about Jesus.
Tell
them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They are ready to hear it.
Uh-huh.
Don't say they ain't ready to hear me yet. But the word said they are ready.
Amen.
Feel the white.
Uh-huh.
Pick the cotton now.
Uh-huh.
Okay. It's ready.
Amen.
The bowl is open.
Praise God.
And it's ready to harvest.
Wow.
And you know, when you're harvesting that cotton, sometimes it gets thorned with it.
Amen.
Okay, you might get a little hurt feeling, but don't tell it anyway.
Amen.
Because your feelings are not supposed to be a part of it in the first place.
Amen.
Jesus said, if you're going to come after me, you got to deny self.
Amen.
Take up the cross,
mm-hmm,
and follow me not one day, but follow me daily.
Yes.
Every day. Follow the way of Christ.
Yes.
Every day, follow the way of Christ.
Yes.
Do what it said do. Do how the way he said do it. Do it. And everything will work out all right.
Amen. Amen.
Feed the white. Okay, and said, and I sent you to reap,
uh-huh,
that whereon you bestowed the label. No label. Other men's labor. And ye are entered into their place. Somebody else has been laboring with them. Now's your time to go reaping. Okay. Somebody ministered to them and got them to the point where they're ready to harvest. Go.
Yes.
And tell that.
Go and tell that.
Harvest is one. It's great.
But
the labels are for you.
Yes, sir.
You got a few people that will tell about Jesus in that daily conversation.
Yes.
Okay. We'll tell about everything else.
Amen.
Everybody else. But tell about what we were told to tell.
Mm-hmm.
Tell them about Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
God bless. And may have a smile upon you.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you, Pastor.
Bless you.
Good service.
Good service.
Thank you, God.
All right. Remember, we don't talk about garbage. I said garbage, but I meant gospel, so maybe I need to say garbage. So if it's not about Jesus, the rest of it must be garbage.
Yeah,
amen.
Okay, all your gossip is garbage.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be going out and crapping on the foot of men.
Yes, sir.
Cast it away from you.
Mm-hmm.
And so, well, I tell you what, let's talk about Jesus instead of talking about Sabbath.
All right. Yeah.
Let's talk about how wonderful he is.
Yes.
Let's talk about how he's made a way for us.
Yeah.
Now, let's talk about the glory of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Tell him that. Mm-hmm. And everything will be yeah. all right.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. You thought I was worth saving, so you came into my life. You thought I was worth keeping. You made me up inside. You thought I was to die for. So you sacrificed your life so I could be free. So I could be whole, so I could tell everyone I know. You thought I was worth saving.
Yes.
So you came into my life. You thought I was worth
killing. Even. Yeah.
You cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for. So you sacrificed your life so I could be free, so I could be whole, so I could tell everyone I know. Hallelujah. To the one who loved my soul. And I will be free.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now to him to be able to keep us and present us before the precious throne of God. May the grace of God, the communion of the Holy Spirit, rest, rule, and abide with us now, henceforth, and forevermore. And the people of God say, amen.
Amen. Amen.